This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
In just a few minutes, an exhibit inside Mullins Library on the University of Arkansas campus visits the notion of home as many students prepare to pack up their dorm rooms and head home. But first, University Programs is hosting the War and Peace Project through May 23rd in the Ann Kittrell Art Gallery at the University of Arkansas Union. The exhibit is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The project includes more than 750 individual collages. The works were designed by the six-member team Tolstoy, and there were three simple rules for the project. Each collage must contain at least one word of the original War and Peace text. The artist may not redo or touch up any collage, and the artist may decide whether to respond to the storyline or not. Again, that's in the Ann Kittrell Art Gallery in the Arkansas Union.
Daily Bread by Sonia Davis Gutierrez and Color Function by Michael Davis Gutierrez are on display this month at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. The artists will be present for a reception from 6 to 8 Thursday evening. More information is available at acozarks.org.
The exhibit, Translating Earth, Transforming Sea, features works from Sean Bitters, Joan Hall, and Laura Moriarty, and was curated by Andrea Packard. That exhibit is now on display through June 21st inside the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. This Artisphere exhibition features works by nationally recognized artists whose sculptural transformations take inspiration from geologic or oceanic change. Their multi-layered sculptures are composite forms that integrate distinct materials, creative strategies, and sources of inspiration. This exhibit is free and open to the public.
This month's featured artists at the Fayetteville Underground are Gregory Moore, whose solo reception is scheduled for the evening of May 22nd, and Janice Ward. The Underground is open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Sunday. For more, visit FayettevilleUnderground.com.
The works of Texas-based artist Ben Lowery are now hanging in a show at Arcega's at the Depot in Fayetteville. Ben has studied at the Mount Gretna School of Art in Pennsylvania and the Jerusalem Studio School in Italy. His show of recent small paintings is entitled Point, Scratch, Squint and will be on display through May.
Each spring, the Congressional Institute sponsors a nationwide high school visual art competition to recognize and encourage artistic talent in the nation and in each congressional district. An exhibit on display at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum features works of a number of high school students in the 3rd District and will be on display through May 21st. The exhibit was organized by Congressman Steve Womack as part of the district finalist selection for the 2014 Congressional Art Competition. The winner of this award will have their work displayed for 1 year in the White House in Washington, D.C.
As many students are smack dab in the middle of finals or putting the finishing touches on semester projects, some may call the library home. A May afternoon inside Mullins Library on the University of Arkansas campus may seem quiet, but the cavernous main room is abuzz with students. They're cutting paper, huddled around a computer screen with group members, or they're printing off study guides. They drink their coffee here, eat here, socialize here. Some may even sleep here. And as they cram, behind them, hanging on the random walls in groups are 17 photographs that portray the idea of home. Sabine Schmidt's collection of work explores the relationship between people and built space. This project is related to her dissertation, and she's been working on it for quite some time. But these conceptual photographs began about 3 years ago, during a snowstorm in 2011, when Schmidt was stuck inside her own home, looking out through her windows.
And I started thinking about what that means to be in your home and not being able to leave. So that idea is about 3 years old, but it's based on research that I've done over about 6 or 7 years that has to do with how people perceive space in cities, that has to do with walking, experiencing space, built space, because in cities you can't really find any nature that hasn't been modified in some way.
That led into thinking about built space that people inhabit rather than just pass through. She's been working on it for 6 or 7 years. And over those years, her notion of house and home hasn't really changed. Schmidt herself does not own her home.
And I think part of that is that I'm afraid of what might happen to it. So renting a place seems less risky in some way. I think in my artist statement it says something about, you know, it's a major disaster if you lose your home, and we've just seen that with the tornadoes. So that hasn't changed at all. It's not like I'm feeling like I need to buy a home or build a home or anything.
She's curious about others' homes, very observant when she's there, paying close attention to their objects, trying to get a sense of what that place feels like. By day, Schmidt is an English and German teacher at Haas Hall Academy in Fayetteville, incorporating art and photography into her classes daily. Schmidt is an art teacher fellow, part of a year-long arts integration workshop between the University of Arkansas, Walton Art Center, and Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. She often brings art into her English classes to show how the two relate, or how art relates to everything. For instance, when her students were studying Edgar Allan Poe's The Fall of the House of Usher.
There's this idea of the house as being sentient, as actually having a psychological influence on Usher. And so we were discussing this idea. Can you think of a house as something more than an object? And that leads straight into my research and straight into my photography. The idea that a house is more than just, you know, four walls and a roof, but that there's a connection, a psychological or emotional connection that people develop to the space that they inhabit.
This exhibit of conceptual photos tries to elicit those connections. Schmidt wants people to see the house as a most basic shape and explore how they relate to home. Most of these photographs include at least one house that Schmidt has made herself, from paper, plastics, or other pliable materials. The shape is the most essential form of house she could come up with, and one that many a student may doodle in the margins of their notes. Her favorite house is made of watercolor paper, a softness she likes and carries with her almost everywhere.
I try to have a house on me at all times, whether I'm walking or driving. And sometimes I have a place in mind, a place that I've explored before, and I'm thinking, there needs to be a house there. I need to experiment with that. But a lot of the times it's just, I happen to pass a place and I'm just curious. And that's why I have several different houses, depending on the place that I see.
Set My Watch Against the City Clock is the name of the exhibit, and a line from a Bill Callahan song, Drover. In the song, Callahan is talking about being a solitary man who lives out in the country as a cattle drover.
And I just love that contrast, what happens when you go to the city, that you have to change how you approach life, how you approach your behavior, how you modify your behavior, and how you deal with just being surrounded by so many people. I was really drawn to that line from the song, and it somehow seemed to fit what I do.
Many of the photographs are slow. A house with a creek behind it. A house among some trees. Or many houses on a rock in front of a field. Even the photos that have been taken in a city or in a busy location have a slow feel. Like the one taken on a city street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. On a Saturday afternoon, Schmidt was walking around a part of town that is quiet on the weekends when she happened upon a storefront.
A realtor, and it said, "We buy houses." And I happened to have a little paper house with me, so I just set that up as a visual juxtaposition. And as I was doing that, three people, a mother and her two small children, came walking down the street. The only people, so the three people and I, we were the only ones there. And it completely changed the quality of the photo, because all of a sudden there were people, and it added a different energy to the photo. It made it faster because they're walking, and they're walking towards me, and they're blurred.
She took many pictures after without the people in it, but those wound up not being what she wanted. The final product for this exhibit, she ultimately used the one with the mother and children walking behind the house in front of a yellow and red "We Buy Houses." Though most do, not all of Schmidt's photographs include her handmade miniature houses. One is of an actual building, and it isn't even a house. It's the rear view of a building in Johnson, not far from what was once the one-lane bridge and across the railroad tracks. Four walls that were once perhaps the post office or a grocery store. They exhibit the simplicity that she is drawn to. Schmidt returns to this building often, taking pictures at various times of day and of the year to see how it changes. Since she began coming here a few years ago, a door has been added and ivy has begun to grow. One of Schmidt's favorite photographs was taken inside of a building, a small country chapel that she happened upon during her explorations. She often just drives looking for interesting locations. The photograph is of a mustard yellow suitcase that rests on the back pew inside the chapel. The case is open, and inside are many of her little houses. The suitcase is actually one of a set that Schmidt found in a corner inside of the chapel. She's also interested in suitcases, as they are almost the opposite of a house, something portable in which people bring their belongings with them.
So I looked in the suitcases. The top one was empty, but the others had photo albums, and they seemed to belong to one person, and there were photos of that person, also a woman. The photos dated back to the 1920s, and I just looked at them, just spent an hour just looking at this person's life, wondering how her photo albums and how her suitcases had ended up in that church. So I came back another time, brought all my houses. The door was still unlocked, fortunately. I just, you know, went in, put all my houses in the empty suitcase and took a photo of that.
Though it was taken 2 years ago, nothing has changed since this photograph. She actually went to this location, which she would not divulge, just 3 weeks ago. Another photograph also includes suitcases. They're on the front porch of a home. There's a person leaving, going down the front porch steps. Though it is dark, there are small houses scattered about the yard. This photograph speaks to people, she says. Maybe because of the hot pink suitcase, but perhaps they also wonder who the person is, where they're going. Then they begin to notice the houses. The confusion may elicit the tension that she's going for between the object and the location. It's intended to bring about thoughts on place and belonging. Set My Watch Against the City Clock will remain on display at Mullins Library on the University of Arkansas campus through the end of May. This is Ozarks at Large.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. And they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.